highs with a high near 28. Thursday night will continue with clouds with a low near 22. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 12.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Federal workplace safety officials investigating a western Kansas oil field fire that injured five people, two of them critically. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says the accident Monday near Sharon Springs in Wallace County happened while workers were performing a drill stem test. Those injured in the incident were affiliated with Wichita's Murfin Drilling Company. A former Emporia State University assistant professor has refiled a federal discrimination lawsuit against the university and several administrators, and his wife has filed a separate lawsuit claiming the school discriminated against her. Melvin Hale and his wife Angelica, who are black, allege in lawsuits last week that the school discriminated against them after they complained about a racial incident in April of 2015 while they worked in the school library and information management department. Mid-America Network News.
Prepare for winter driving. Pick up Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $7.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
Great one. Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The top Republican in the Kansas Senate says she and other lawmakers are worried that the GOP governor won't fix the state's budget long term as he pursues a federal job. Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and other lawmakers are expressing frustration by Governor Sam Brownback's decision to wait until January to address the budget shortfall instead of cutting spending through executive action. Kansas facing nearly a $350 million budget shortfall for the current fiscal year and a $580 million shortfall for the next. A Western Kansas woman who became at national news when she graduated from college at the age of 95 has died. Nola Osh died Friday at a senior living home in Dodge City at the age of 105. Her service is to be conducted tomorrow in Dodge City. When she graduated Fort Hays State in 07 with a general studies degree, Guinness World Records said she was the oldest college graduate in the world. She went on to earn her master's in 2010 at the age of 98. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday morning. Officials with Offutt Air Force Base south of Omaha say an airman has been charged with premeditated murder in the August death of a fellow airman. Offutt officials say Airman First Class Timothy Wisely of Valdosta, Georgia, has been charged in military court in the death of Airman First Class Rianda Dillard. The body of Dillard of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, was found August 1st in her base dormitory. A Nebraska group says it's working with Governor Pete Ricketts to eliminate what it considers cumbersome job licensing requirements that create a drag on the state economy. The Platt Institute for Economic Development announced a new campaign that will evaluate the nearly 200 occupations in Nebraska that require a license. The Strong Jobs Nebraska campaign features entrepreneurs whose businesses struggled because of state or local regulations. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday again revisited language for a draft ordinance restricting placement of intermodal storage containers in residential areas. A permitting process is being developed for temporary use on a six-month basis for construction or moving storage. More permanent arrangements could be accommodated for business in light industrial zoned areas, some of which border residential areas, with a permit application and approval following a public hearing. The city attorney will review the recommendations and return with a draft ordinance for consideration at the next council meeting. Council discussed storage containers that are already in place with permits and opted to leave those on existing property until the property is sold. On recommendation of the City Convention and Tourism Advisory Committee, Michelle Weitzel of Marysville was approved for hire on a one-year contract basis at $20,000 to serve as part-time convention and tourism director effective January 1st. She was one of two applicants for the position and has served as a board member on the Convention and Tourism Advisory Committee since her appointment in 2013. A policy was adopted allowing for buyback of city burial plots, less a 10% administrative fee. Plots must be available in original blocks of four or eight as are sold by the city. Private sale of plots, including individual plots, would still be allowed, as has been practice. Discussion again was brought forward regarding cleanup of a nuisance property at 1205 Carolina. The city has been in communication with the property owner since this past summer, and numerous extensions to deadlines have been granted as cleanup progress continued. It appears those efforts have stalled, and the council was firm in extending notice another 30 days, at which time council may direct city crews to remove materials and debris of a yard and bill the hours to the tax roll of the property owner. An injury accident was reported Thursday evening in Gage County. Dennis Prokopic, age 38 of Pickerel, apparently failed to yield, turning onto U.S. 77 Highway north of Beatrice at the Homestead Plaza truck stop. He was struck by Matthew York of Firth. Two of the passengers in the York vehicle were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with minor injuries. The road was closed for about 20 minutes around 8 p.m. Thursday while cleanup continued. Kathleen Kate Dobrovolny, age 80 of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial at the Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday noon until 4:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Then at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church Wednesday from 6 until 7, with rosary following at 7. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kate Dobrovolny. Margaret J. Norris, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 9 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at the Laughlin Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Margaret Norris. Francis Earl Lauer, age 90, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Friday at 2 at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery, Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Earl Lauer. Lindsay Woodside, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lindsay Woodside. Harold L. Cope, age 92, and Doris M. Cope, age 91, of Marysville, passed away November 30th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m., at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private interment at the Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Harold and Doris Cope. Keith Rube Prawley, age 57, of Diller, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Curtis Meyer, Funeral Home Odell, in charge of arrangements for Keith Rube Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, a veggie plate, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, red skin potatoes, a roll, mixed veggie, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see a sunny skies throughout the rest of the day thanks to a high pressure system. But it does look like as we head towards the end of the week, we do have a low that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some wintry weather as we head into Friday night and continuing into Saturday. We're still going to see these cold temperatures for the next several days. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Wednesday, mostly sunny skies at 27, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, low at 12. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 28. For Thursday night, we'll continue with cloudy skies with a low near 22. For Friday, a chance of drizzle, freezing drizzle. We'll see temperatures at 36. And Friday night, a slight chance of a wintry mix, low near 15 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 70 in 1921. The average low 23, the record low is 12 below zero in 1961. Sunset this evening 5:01, sunrise in the morning 7:35. Clear skies out of sunrise, it's 12 degrees with a light northwest wind. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 14th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Eric Bledsoe continued his hot streak. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Eric Bledsoe took over at the right time in overtime for the Phoenix Suns.
Bledsoe drives right. He attacks O'Quinn, puts up a floater in and out. In. Timeout, Jeff Hornacek.
The call on WEPN-FM. Phoenix defeated the New York Knicks 113-111 in overtime. Bledsoe scored 8 straight points late in OT and finished with 31, his third consecutive 30-point game. The Golden State Warriors continue to roll on the road, defeating the New Orleans Pelicans 113-108.
Grabs a long rebound, takes it down the near sideline. Stops in the front court. Surveying the floor. Chest pass to Draymond. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball. Good for Draymond.
From 95.7 The Game, Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant combined for 57 points, and Draymond Green recorded his first triple-double of the year. This is ABC Sports. It was a high-scoring night throughout the National Hockey League. Carolina and Vancouver led the way with 14 combined goals, with the Hurricanes coming out on top 8-6 over the Canucks. Jeff Skinner had 2 power play goals, and Jordan Staal got the eventual game winner.
Hurricanes up by one. Here's Jordan Stahl angling it in over the line to Lindholm. Back pass in the slot. Quick top right on the rebound right now. He scores! Jordan Stahl with a bang in.
The call on 99.9 FM, The Fan. Carolina moves to 12-11-6. The Chicago Blackhawks were able to score this time against the New York Rangers.
Marian Hossa carries the puck and loops back into the Hawk zone. Banks a pass on the left wing to Campbell at center ice over the Ranger line. Drop pass Panarin left circle back to Campbell behind the net. Put it in front of Nisimov. Should he score? The former Ranger coming back to MSG to haunt his old mate.
On WGN Radio, Chicago won 2-1. In college football, Wake Forest has announced that team radio announcer Tommy Elrod, a former player and assistant coach, provided or attempted to provide confidential game plans to opposing teams several times, starting in 2014. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball action on Tuesday in girls' play. Concordia beat Marysville 64-51. It was Frankfort over Lynn 45-35. Hanover took Blue Valley 56-27. Republic County girls over Valley Heights 45-28. Washington County topped Clifton Clyde 65-32. Haxtell girls over Troy 41-23. Centralia beat Donovan West 60-34. Nemahal Central over Sabetha 49-26. On Saturday in girls action, Washington County took Pike Valley 67-28. Boys play on Tuesday. Marysville beat Concordia 61-44. Frankfort over Lynn 65-53. Hanover boys topped Blue Valley 82-36, Republic County over Valley Heights 67-62, Washington County down Clifton Clyde 56-35, Troy boys over Axtell 74-50, Donovan West took Centralia 62-51, Nemahal Central held off Sabetha in overtime 41-40, and on Saturday, Washington County boys beat Smith Center 45-44.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota Democrat, is topping President-elect Trump's list to be the next Ag Secretary, at least that as of this morning. The question remains whether she will accept the post, though. Politico reporting that if she leaves the Senate for USDA, likely be giving up that seat to a Republican. Now, Democrats are hoping she would turn down the offer because it would give Republicans a chance to increase a thin majority in the Senate, which stands at 52. But former North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan says Heitkamp can win re-election because North Dakotans like and trust her. Heitkamp met with Trump earlier in the month and also considered to be a potential energy secretary, though former Texas Governor Rick Perry is likely front-runner for that post. Heitkamp is viewed as a vocal advocate for farmers and would be a small signal of bipartisanship under the new administration. A class action lawsuit against Syngenta regarding rejected exports is likely to head to trial next year as scheduled. AgriPulse reporting the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals declined to review a lower court certification order allowing the lawsuit to proceed. Syngenta called the appeals court ruling one step in a long process. Multiple classes of farmers within the lawsuit are suing the company because a Syngenta biotech corn trait unapproved for export to China was then found in an export cargo allegedly pushed corn prices lower in 2013. Lawyers for the farmers included in the lawsuit estimate that farmers lost between $5 and $7 billion in revenue because China stopped importing U.S. corn at the time. The nationwide class involved in the lawsuit is set for trial of June of 2017. Find more Ag news online anytime at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. Craig Mead, good morning. President-elect Donald Trump's latest spat with China over foreign affairs and trade policies is raising concern among U.S. agriculture leaders for sales in one of America's top agricultural markets. President-elect Trump criticizes China's high tariffs, other barriers, and currency manipulation, and his actions are making farm leaders nervous. China is a huge market for U.S. soybeans and other agricultural goods and is already looking to consolidate its economic power in that region with or without the success of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson outlines China's options beyond the TPP.
The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or as we call it, the RCEP, has been going on for the last several years. Not as comprehensive as the TPP, but includes a lot of the same nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the TPP does. But, of course, the centerpiece of it would be China.
In the meantime, some agricultural and trade lawmakers argue the United States has not been tough enough on China. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is one of those.
People want a level playing field, and stuff that we're filing against China on corn, wheat, and soybeans is a major issue. The fact that we're doing it is kind of doing what I said we don't do enough of, and that is be very vigorous. Whether it's countervailing duties or whether it's arbitration before the WTO, we need to be more forceful.
The complaint is a long-standing one against China, with which the United States has a huge trade deficit. President-elect Trump hopes his pick for the U.S. ambassador to China, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, will improve things. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Years. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey.
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. Ew, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Eat more beef. Eat more beef.
Stay tuned for more episodes of Don't Touch That Turkey, sponsored by these beef supporters.
This Beef for the Holidays message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about soybeans and that surprise November rally after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
Back in 1990, Dave Hightower and Terry Rogensack decided there was a need for a strong, independent research company in the commodity and financial futures markets. So they started the Hightower Report. Terry and Dave have seen it all over the years, and Terry talks to us about that November bean rally, which was kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely, and it's been a demand market, a very impressive demand market across the board. China has been aggressively buying soybeans over the last couple of months. It's really come from their impressive crush margins and their inversions that they've got. Cash meal is above the futures market, and the futures are all inverted. So that's really pressing the Chinese crusher to be an aggressive buyer.
Terry Rogensack of the Hightower Report has long been bullish on China. With the new administration coming in and the uncertainty about trade policy, is he still bullish?
We are, and we're also seeing Southeast Asia in general really picking up over the last couple of years. The Thailand and Indonesia, Malaysia, Those areas in Vietnam, we're seeing a very aggressive increases in their meat production and increases in their feed grain imports across the board, from aquaculture all the way to their expansion in poultry and then pork.
On the supply side, our bins are busting here in the United States, and we're anticipating a big crop in South America. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the biggest problem short-term, I think, is that the Chinese demand for soybeans is going to shift over to South America seasonally, which is normal. And we're eventually going to saturate that demand. We're looking at 500 million carryout here. And when you look at the bean versus corn ratio for next year, we've done central Indiana acres, dollars per acre, and we're sitting at beans favoring corn at the best level since 2006. So the 5 million plus acres in beans looks like it could happen for next year, and corn might pull back some. One other thing on corn, though, demand for 2017, over 900 feed companies in China have tried to get the import quotas for corn for next year. And with all the talk of the massive stockpiles of corn over in China, why would more than 900 feed companies and starch companies really want those import quotas?
Terry Rogensack of the Hightower Report. Back after this.
This is Crystal with Alliance Insurance Agency in Marysville, wishing you and your family a safe and Merry Christmas. The holidays are a time of celebration with family and friends. With all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, don't forget to take extra precautions to protect your water pipes. They can freeze and bust in cold temperatures. Know what to do to prevent pipes from causing damage while you're away.
Come see the girls on Broadway. Alliance Insurance Agency, a member LIA Insurance Group, one of the 9 Kansas locations serving you.
Alliance Insurance.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY, and chilly 12 degrees with a wind chill of 4 this morning. Look for highs in the upper 20s again today, tomorrow, maybe a warm-up Friday.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Mid-America Network Sports, the Bedlam rivalry between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State moving to its earliest date in more than a decade as the Big 12 tries to avoid a quick rematch in the return of its championship game in 2017. The Sooners and the Cowboys will play November 4th next season after the rivalry was held at or near the end of the regular season every year since 2005. This year, they would have played in consecutive weeks under the format that will be adopted in 2017 when a championship game returns despite the league's round-robin schedule.